My name is Claire. I am 7 years old. Today is Thanksgiving 2017, and I'm speaking with Wayne Almond, who is my papa. We are recording this interview in Levittown, Pennsylvania. What was your childhood like?
My childhood is like in two parts. One, when I was born and stuff, I lived in Philadelphia, and my whole childhood centered around all my relatives. And that's because we all lived sort of together. We lived in a three-story house, and each story had a different relative living in it. Two people lived up the street. My aunt and uncle lived up the street, and my grandparents lived a couple blocks away. So I basically spent all my time with my cousin and relatives and stuff. We moved to Levittown in 1952, and I was in second grade. And Levittown was a brand new community, and there was lots and lots of kids all the same age. And we had a really great time because there were so many people of the same age. I lived right across the street from a big public swimming pool, basketball court, baseball diamond for Little League and stuff, and from a playground. So there was lots of stuff to do all the time. And I had very good friends, which are still 60-some years later, still my friends. Okay?
Tell me about your parents.
Okay, my father was a very talented individual. Probably the one thing I would say that was most impressive was he was very patient. He had a great amount of patience with me and work and everything else. He was an artist. He painted in oils mostly, but also in other media. And was a musician. He could play piano by ear, never could read a note, never had any lessons, but was invited to play places because he could play so well. He could play all night at a dinner or something like that and never make mistakes and stuff. So he's very, very talented musically. My mother was very much into church stuff all the time. And she spent a lot of time Sunday evening, Wednesday, going to church and associating with church people, visiting sick people, things like that. She was very much involved in church.
Okay. What was my father like when he was growing up? Do you have any favorite stories about him?
Favorite stories, yes. Brian was an interesting character. He was the youngest of our three sons. He was real bright. He didn't know it, but he was probably one of the smartest of the three. And he lived in a neighborhood. We lived in Morrisville at the time. And he played with a bunch of the neighbor kids, some of whom now are in jail and stuff like that. But it's true. But no, he had a lot of good friends around. He played soccer with the Yardie Morrisville Soccer League, and then eventually in school. And he was a good all around kid. He did a lot of good stuff.
What was the worst thing you remember my father ever doing when he was a child?
Yeah, well, this is the story about him getting up one morning before we woke up and putting on some cowboy boots. He had these brown rubber cowboy boots that he put on, and he took off out the front door, didn't tell anybody where he was going, and walked through our yard to our neighbor, which was diagonally behind us, and went to see the kids that lived there and walked in the house, didn't knock, didn't tell anybody, and Ruby Johnson turned around and found him in the house and scared her half to death. But it was the way it was. I mean, people just, you just went around. You were in people's homes. all the time, and that's the way your friendships went. You had people that you just like were part of their family, and them part of your family.
Okay, our next question is, share with me the story of how you and Grandma met. Tell me about your wedding and your honeymoon.
Okay, that's a long one. Okay, we met, I guess, in 11th grade. Our last names were very close. Hers was Alton and mine was Almond. A-L-T and A-L-M. We were in the same homeroom. We had our lockers right next to one another, and in a lot of classes, we didn't share all the classes, but in a lot of the classes, we sat next to each other, and we got to know each other that way. And then she would leave notes in my locker about, I forget the name of it. Anyway, she asked me to go to a turnabout dance when the girls asked the guys. And thankfully she did, because we ended up going out and eventually got married 4 years later, I guess. No, more than that, like 6 years later. So anyhow, we got married, and we went to Virginia Beach at the beginning of our vacation, our honeymoon, excuse me, and stayed at a place called the Gay Vacationer. And we thought it looked great from the outside, and we got a room. We were right on the beach. I mean, right flat on the beach of the room. And the kids were really noisy. And they were out there having bonfires and yelling and screaming and stuff. And it wasn't the kind of a place we wanted to go on honeymoon. So we packed up our bags and went down to Nag's Head, North Carolina, on the Outer Banks, which at the time was like next to nothing. It was just sand dunes and a couple of motels and restaurants and stuff. And we stayed there on the Outer Banks and have been back at least 10 times since that time, because we love it down there. It's a great place to go. What was the third part?
Your wedding, you didn't
know. Oh, the wedding. I skipped over the wedding. We got married in Woodside, at the Presbyterian Church in Woodside, the old church. Weren't many people there. Minister and his wife, and them included, it was 24 people, I think. And it was a candlelight ceremony in the evening, and my best buddy Lou was my best man, and Ann's sister Beth was her matron of honor, maid of honor, I guess. And then we went down to the Yardley Inn for our reception. We've been back to the Yardley Inn about 100 times since. So it was the beginning of a long relationship with the Yardley Inn.
Tell me about your grandparents.
Okay, my grandparents were interesting folks. They were extremely nice. My grandmother was a fantastic cook. She loved to cook, and she loved to go shopping. And my grandfather was a railroader, and that's where my father got his interest in railroads. And he was an engineer on the Pennsylvania Railroad. And in the end of his career was driving the Paoli Local in Philadelphia, in the neighborhood counties and stuff, or the neighboring counties. He was a fisherman. He loved to fish. He had a place that he went to all the time where he kept his boat, the Sea Spray, down in Brigantine, New Jersey. And he went down there all the time by himself, and sometimes with us. And sometimes we, a whole family, would go down and stay in rented houses down in Brigantine for the summer, and always had a great time. Always had a good time, even during the hurricanes. It was fun.
Next question is, tell me a favorite memory of me.
Of you?
Yes.
Okay. The thing I probably remember the most, we went to the farm show, the Pennsylvania Farm Show in Harrisburg. And me and Ann went and took Claire by herself. And we went out there and we got to see all the animals, all the horses and the cows and the pigs and the sheep and all sorts of things. Excuse me. And we were very surprised that the thing that you liked the most were the birds, all the fowl. You ended up going around all the cages and putting your finger in and getting the birds to peck your finger and all that kind of stuff. And that really surprised me because most people, they kind of walk by the birds, but they go visit the big stuff, you know. But you liked the birds, and that was cool. And we watched birds, baby ducklings, climb up a big ladder and slide down a slide into the water. And you seem to like that the best out of the whole thing. But we enjoyed it. We had a good day. It was long. It was a long haul. It was a couple hours out and a couple hours back. But we had a great time that day.
I definitely remember that. Now this is talk about the first time we met. What went through your mind?
Talk about
the first time we met. What went through your mind?
Well, you know, it was like my, well, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I was delighted we had a granddaughter, and we ended up going up to the hospital at St. Mary?
Yeah.
And seeing you when you were just born, like the day after or something like that. And we had a cake in your room, or in your mother's room, and it was fun. We had a good time, and it's been a good relationship ever since.
How would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
Oh, two things stand out: very, very smart, very talented. The one thing that really bothers me about her is that she doesn't eat enough food. She needs to eat more foods, try more things. There's a whole world out there that you're just neglecting in your life, and you should take advantage of it, especially when you travel and visit other people. I would say that that's one of the things that bothers me the most. But she's a very, very smart child, kept very caring, and that's it, I guess.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
That's a new question.
Yep.
Happiest memories. Well, I guess the happiest memories. Going to the Outer Banks. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, after our honeymoon, we went back in the year 2000 and went for like 10 years straight. And stayed in Southern Shores, Kitty Hawk, Nag's Head, Killdevil Hills, Duck, bunch of different places down there. Rented homes and stayed at the Outer Banks. And the food, the seafood was just great. Closeness to the beach, things to do, places to shop, and lots of lighthouses. We like lighthouses. And it's a great place to visit. The only place you don't want to be when there's a hurricane, though, is the Outer Banks.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you ever learned in your life?
Important lessons. Important lessons. Yeah, well, that's my mother's department. My mom made sure that I got a good, strong religious background, and made me behave myself all the time, especially in church. She trained me up real good because she used to sit behind me in church, and I'd be sitting with some friends, and we'd start talking or giggling or something like that, and she would reach over the pew and fill me on the ear, snap, real loud, And hit, you know, in the ear, and it hurt like the dickens. And I learned very early not to fool around in church. That was one big lesson I had. The other thing is we went places all the time, and we always played games. And we would play stuff while we were driving along and looking at route numbers and looking at cars and license plates and road signs. And I got a deep love of maps out of that and a good sense of direction to where I'm going. It didn't pass along to all my kids because some of them have no idea where they are at some times. But I always enjoyed that. And I learned a lot of stuff because we played all sorts of word games and everything else. But that was one of my fondest memories, was traveling around.
Or what are you most grateful for?
My family. We had three boys. We have five grandchildren now. And without a doubt, that's what I'm most grateful for. And for your grandmother. And that's probably the most important thing. You have to end up marrying the right person, your best friend, and that's something that I was very fortunate enough to do, and have enjoyed 51 years of marriage so far. So it's been a good thing.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Dumbest thing. Jeez, I would like to think that I didn't do any dumb stuff, but I know I did. Yeah, right here in this yard where we are right now, there was a willow tree out here on the side, and it's like watching America's Funniest Home Videos. Or I see people doing this all the time. And I dug around the roots and stuff to get it out because it goes into the sewer pipes. The willow trees go into the sewer pipes because of the moisture. And so I decided to bring my 55 Buick out onto the lawn and put a chain around the stump and try to pull it out. And I did. I almost tore the bottom of the car out and moved the stump zero. Didn't go anywhere. That was probably among the dumber things I ever did in my life.
Is there anything you want to ask me that you never asked me before?
What college are you going to?
Do you know that one yet?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go to college?
Penn State.
All right.
Nice. Good choice.
We are.
This is my last question. At the end of this interview, which is right now, take a few moments to tell your partner, what I mean to you.
I think that's for you to talk to him.
He is a very, very nice grandpa. He lets me do a lot of things at his house. Well, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, we're done.
Yay. Did you get it that time?
Yes.